privatize or not to privatize? That's the question surrounding Social Security. President Bush and some in Congress want to divert some of the taxes that pay for benefits into private savings accounts. Critics say that approach is a prescription for disaster. The debate reminds commentator Ev Ehrlich of the kind of father-son argument you might hear on an old-time radio show.
Time now for another episode of At Home with the Ehrlichs.
Hi, Dad. I'm home from college.
Well, hello, son. It's great to see you. And how much do you need?
How about $20, Dad? Steph and I want to go for a burrito.
$20 for a burrito? I didn't know Halliburton made burritos. Well, here you go.
Thanks, Dad.
No problem, son. Say, while we're at it, I need some money, too.
Some change for the bus?
No. More like $400,000.
$400,000? For what?
For my Social Security. I've sort of been counting on it, you know. And if you don't ante up, well, then your mother and I will be coming to live with you.
But, Dad, I don't even have next semester's tuition.
Oh, that's no problem. You'll graduate and get a job pretty soon, Lord willing. And you can pay taxes to support me.
Support you? If I pay to support you, then who supports me?
Son, with Social Security, each generation pays benefits to the one before it. That's why its name is Security. Your kids will pay for you, just like I paid to support your grandfather.
My kids? Hey, have you been reading my emails? Dad, you know I love you, but some people want to privatize part of Social Security. Instead of using my taxes to support you, I could put some of the money in the stock market in my own private account. And when I retire, I'll be rich for sure.
Whoa there, boy. The only people the stock market made rich for sure are now all under arrest. And remember, every dollar you take out to invest in a private account is a dollar I can't get. If we privatize Social Security, it could cost $1 trillion or more over the next 10 years to pay for future retirees like your mom and me. And the way the Congress spends and cuts taxes, well, we don't have an extra trillion lying around. They go through money faster than you do in a sports bar on game day.
But what about me, Dad? By the time you retire, they'll have artificial spleens and stuff like that. We'll be paying you forever, and there'll be fewer guys like me to support guys like you.
Touché, son. But we could always raise the retirement age by a few years, or even trim benefits, particularly to the well-off, to balance what you pay and what I get. Little fixes now can avoid a big problem later. If we plan carefully, we'll have Social Security for a long time.
Just like my tattoo, right, Dad?
Your what?
Uh-oh.
Be sure to tune in again next time for At Home with the Ehrlichs. Dad was played by Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington, D.C. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. The son was played by Ev's son, Nick Ehrlich, a freshman at Purdue University.